Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Where are you, Kate, and what do your immediate surroundings look like?
I live in my hometown, my home village in Mabu, in Cape Breton right now. So I moved out of Toronto late 2015, and I moved back to Nova Scotia. My husband and I, we bought a farm property last October. There's 83 acres and a couple of barns, and we are babysitting a couple of cows for our neighbor who is a farmer. And we have a dog and a cat and a baby. It's quite bucolic.
I mean, you're kind of in like exactly where anyone would want to be for something like this.
Yeah, where people are trying to escape to and then getting like fingers shook at them like, no, go back.
I'm hearing that a lot from even just sort of like cottage country here outside of Toronto. People are like, you know, we don't want you.
Yeah. Yeah. And for good reason. I mean, if things got bad here, we do have only a limited amount of health resources, and we are far away from some major medical centers. Like when I gave birth, we had to drive an hour and a half to the hospital to do it in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. So the virus itself is not here yet, but we're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And if it does, it would be very bad. And that's the worry in these small places.
Yeah, I think that there was like the usual reflexive city versus townie, like, but then it's like, no, there's practical, like the infrastructure just can't handle it. So, you know.
Definitely. Yeah.
Has there been a practical impact? Like, what is the most unusual thing that you've done or has happened because of this?
Well, I mean, I'm part of a society here. I'm not a hermit. I do participate in society. There's no play groups for the baby, and I don't see anybody except for my parents. Like, I grew up here. I know everybody. I worry about everybody because if a full quarter of the population of this place is over 65. Mm-hmm. So it would be devastating. And if anybody got it, it would be somebody that I know. and that I've known all my life. You know, I miss talking to people at the store. I would go to church with my mom. I don't do that anymore. I volunteered at the museum in town. We don't have those meetings anymore. We'd put on events. We don't do those anymore. We were trying to get a daycare off the ground, and we were making progress on that. That's all halted. Everything is stalled. Everything is pulled up stakes.
What, if you had to name something, has been your most selfish thought or deed during this ordeal?
I think probably the fact that I've cut off contact with everybody except for my parents. Some people are maintaining total social isolation, but we have with everybody except for my mom and dad. I still see them. They live just up the road from us. And I guess we could just like make our house totally cut off from everybody, but I can't. I consider our household, I guess, myself and my husband and baby and my mom and dad. They're the only ones that we see, and vice versa. I couldn't do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
If things change, we might have to cut off contact with them. But for now, I guess it is a selfish thing that I have not done that yet, because I just can't.
I think you're okay. Like, I get that you're feeling like if they're saying, don't go see relatives, one household, those are your people.
Mm-hmm.
I get why you'd feel guilty for still seeing them, but in your circumstances, I don't want to speak out of turn of like public health advice, but
yeah, I don't know.
If they live up the road in a rural setting,
yeah.
What is the practical distinction that makes them a separate household beyond the fact that there's just like a separate structure?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it, because they don't see anybody and we don't see anybody aside from like the once a week to the grocery store type of thing.
Kate Beaton, I do not have the authority to grant you a special dispensation, and maybe I'll be hearing negative things from listeners, but like I kind of feel like what you're doing is just fine. Like that sounds fine.
Things might change, and I mean, I feel like I should have lied to you and been like, oh.
Can you name something that has given you pleasure during this thing?
Having a baby. Honestly, I see a lot of memes going around where it's like isolation with kids, isolation without kids. And the people without kids are always like reading War and Peace with a glass of wine and making art and stuff. And the people with kids are always like covered in blood. But she's great. Every day she is doing something new. And even though I'm trying to get work done, I'm working on a graphic novel, and she's constantly under my foot, and she's always trying to like break the printer, and she's trying to open the door for the room where I'm in, and she never stops, ever. At the same time, this is my first child, and everything she does is amazing.
Yeah. I'm realizing as I talk to you, like my point of reference is like, I don't have one. There's nothing in my 42 years on this planet that kind of feels remotely analogous to this. And you know, that's mm-hmm. what a lot of people have expressed to me, is that we don't have a map for this. But you are a more historically aware person than most most people. And you probably... You probably know a little bit more about, like, there's certainly no shortage of historical precedents for outbreaks. But so given your expertise, what is something that you feel might never be the same after this?
Oh, man, that's tough. I don't know. There's actually, I'm no expert. I don't really know. But I have been reading different accounts of historians and people who do know, and it is interesting. And I think they're worth looking at, because it's all kinds of different takes, because we don't know what's going to happen. This kind of like global happening and global connection is really unprecedented, with something as huge as a U.S. election on top of it. We all wanted something to change coming up in this election in the U.S. that would have an effect anyway. And we still want that to happen. And I don't know. man, I wish I was as smart as you think I am. I've seen a lot of takes, people like comparing it to like the plague in medieval times and stuff. And it's just not really comparable. You're going to have to edit this whole thing out, man.
I think you're just trying to figure it out like everybody. Like
I am. I just don't want to. I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to say that I know what's going to happen because I don't. Mm-hmm. And I want, you know, Bernie Sanders dropped out yesterday, and I believed in that guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm so bummed, to be honest with you. But I don't want to talk about being bummed, because it's not super helpful. I still want to talk about the things that we can do instead of the things that we can't do, because we've got to do something. It's time for a big change, and we all know it. And when this is over and we're able to leave our houses, we've got to make some moves. We've got to make some real changes.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.